ننتقل بإذن الله تعالى إلى شرح حلية طالب العلم. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. لازلنا في كلام المؤلف رحمه الله تعالى الشيخ بكر أبو زيد رحمه الله، لازلنا في كلامه على أهمية ملازمة خشية الله سبحانه وتعالى. We are still in the topic where the author of the book حلية طالب العلم, the characters or the manners of the student of knowledge, where the author رحمه الله الشيخ بكر أبو زيد mentioned the importance of always having this piety and this fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال رحمه الله فالزم خشية الله في السر والعلن. He رحمه الله said, so hold on and always be upon fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala في السر والعلن, in your outer and inner self. فإن خير البرية من يخشى الله تعالى. For the best of people are those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا يَخْشَاهُ إِلَّا عَالِمٌ. And the one who truly fears him subhanahu wa ta'ala is the scholar, is the one who knows of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا يَغِبْ عَنْ بَالِكَ أَنَّ الْعَالِمَ لَا يُعَدُّ عَالِمًا إِلَّا إِذَا كَانَ عَامِلًا. And you should not forget and should not go out of away from your mind that a scholar is not to be considered a scholar unless he acts upon his knowledge. وَلَا يَعْمَلُ الْعَالِمَ بِعِلْمِهِ إِلَّا إِذَا لَزِمَتْهُ خَشْيَةُ اللَّهِ. And a scholar does not act upon his knowledge unless the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always with him. قال وأسند الخطيب البغدادي رحمه الله تعالى بسند فيه لطيفة إسنادية. He said, الخطيب البغدادي رحمه الله narrated with a chain of narrators that has a point that you will see inshallah, you will come to see. برواية أباء تسعة, with a narration that nine fathers narrated from each other, meaning one, a child narrated from his father, from his father, so on and so forth, nine generations. قال أخبرنا أبو الفرج عبد الوهاب بن عبد العزيز بن الحارث. He said, narrated to us أبو الفرج عبد الوهاب بن عبد العزيز بن الحارث بن أسد بن الليث بن سليمان بن الأسود بن سفيان بن زيد بن أكينة بن عبد الله التميمي من حفظه. He said, he narrated to us, he said, the son of the son of the son of so on and so forth. He said, from his own memorization. قال سمعت أبي يقول. He said, I heard my father saying. قال سمعت أبي يقول. I heard my father saying. سمعت أبي يقول. I heard my father saying. سمعت أبي يقول. I heard my father saying. Nine generations, as we said, يا إخوة. قال سمعت علي بن أبي طالب. سمعت علي بن أبي طالب يقول هتف العلم بالعمل فإن أجابه وإلا ارتحل. He said, knowledge calls for action, meaning for acting upon it. And if this action and acting upon it comes, then be it. Otherwise, it will go away. What will go away, ya ikhwa? Knowledge. Knowledge will go away if one does not act upon it. قال الشيخ محمد بن صالح العثيمين رحمه الله في الشرح قال قوله وفقه الله لا يعد عالما. رجع إلى قوله المؤلف رحمه الله حين قال ولا يغب عن بالك أن العالم لا يعد عالما إلا إذا كان عاملا. So he came back to where the author رحمه الله said a scholar is not considered a scholar unless he acts upon his knowledge. قال الشيخ ابن عثيمين رحمه الله said قال لا يعد عالما يعني عالما ربانيا وأما كونه عالم ضد الجهل فهذا يقال. So he said, what is not to be said is that he is a scholar who is Rabbani, who is upon the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and upon guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as for naming him a scholar, meaning that he collected narrations or he collected certain pieces of knowledge, then it could be. A man could be called a scholar, meaning a scholar of misguidance. There are scholars of misguidance, ya ikhwa. فيقال إن الذي ألف المنجد وهو كتاب في اللغة. في اللغة العربية. He said, as for the author, for example, of the book Al-Munjid, Al-Munjid, which is a book on the Arabic, on the Arabic language, on the topic of the Arabic language. قال رجل نصراني. This man is a Christian man. He's Christian. وفيه من معرفة اللغة العربية شيء كثير. He was very knowledgeable in regards to understanding and knowing the Arabic language. وهو ماذا يا إخوة؟ هو نصراني. So although he is Christian, he was very knowledgeable on the topic of the Arabic language and the different sciences of the Arabic language. وإن كان فيه غلطات كثيرة, although there are many mistakes in it, meaning the book. وأشياء تؤخذ عليه من الناحية الدينية. وهذا لا يستغرب, فهو رجل مصراني كافر. He said, يعني although he has many mistakes in regards to the matters of the religion, and of course he is a Christian man, he is not a Muslim. نعم. قال لكن العالم الذي يعمل بعلمه هو الذي يصدق عليه أنه عالم رباني إلا أنه يربي نفسه أولا ثم يربي غيره ثانيا. As for the scholar who acts upon his knowledge is the one who is to be considered a scholar that is رباني. One who is one who teaches and who he teaches himself first and then others, and he teaches himself meaning he acting upon his knowledge. قال إذا لابد من العمل بما يعلم لأنه إذا لم يعمل بعلمه صار من أول من تسعر بهم النار يوم القيامة. He said, so it one must act upon his knowledge, for if he does not, he will be from the first that the hellfire will be fused by, and they will be the first of the fuel of the hellfire on the day of judgment, as is narrated in an authentic hadith. يا إخوة. ثم ذكر الشيخ محمد بن صالح العثيمين رحمه الله قول بعض قول الشاعر أو الناظم وعالم بعلمه لا لم يعملن معذبا من قبل عباد الوثن. So he mentioned a line of poetry by some of the scholars that a scholar who does not act upon his knowledge will be punished before the worshippers of the idols. He will be punished before the idol worshippers. قال إذا لم يعمل, قال الشيخ رحمه الله, إذا لم يعمل بعلمه أورث الفشل في العلم. If he does not act upon his knowledge, he will be a loser even in seeking knowledge and even in knowledge. قال بسبب بسبب عدم البركة ونسيان العلم. Because there would be no blessings in his knowledge, and that his knowledge will go away and be forgotten. He will forget what he studies if he does not act upon it. قال لقوله تعالى فبما نقضهم ميثاقهم لعناهم وجعلنا قلوبهم قاسية يحرفون الكلمة عن مواضعه ونسوا حظا مما ذكروا به. وهنا موضع الشاهد ونسوا حظا مما ذكروا به. So he mentioned the ayah that talks about the people of Israel, the children of Israel, that because of how their hearts, because of their breaking of their covenants and their oaths, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made their hearts hard, and that they changed the words and the meanings of the words, or they changed the words of that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to them, and that they have the important point in the ayah here is وَنَسُوا حَظًّا مِمَّا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ, and they forgot a part of that which they were ordered with, or that which they were reminded with. قال وهذا النسيان, قال الشيخ رحمه الله, وهذا النسيان يشمل النسيان الذهني والعلمي. He said this forgetting is two things, the forgetting of the mind and the forgetting of the knowledge. وهنا وبينهما فرق يا إخوة. عفوا الذهني ولعلها والعملي, عندي في الطبعة قال والعلمي, ولكن هذه الطبعة فيها كثير من الأخطاء, لعل المقصود العملي. عندك العملي؟ طيب الحمد لله. إذن كما ظننت. So this print that I have is a very bad print. If you do get the book, do not get this print. I've seen so many mistakes in it. This is an example. Basically, it's this forgetting of that which they were ordered with and that which was revealed to them is, he's, as Shaykh ibn Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah, this is the forgetting of the mind, meaning they, it goes away from their mind, and the forgetting of action, meaning they abandon acting upon this knowledge. قَالَ لِأَنَّ النِّسْيَانَ فِي اللُّغَةِ الْعَرَبِيَّةِ يُطْلَقُ بِمَعْنَ التَّرْكِ. Because forgetting in the Arabic language is also used for leaving and abandoning. يعني كما في الآية نسوا الله فنسيهم نسوا الله فنسيهم. As in the ayah, they forgot Allah, then he يعني left them, meaning they abandoned Allah, يعني meaning following what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered with. They abandoned that, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala left them and abandoned them. نعم. قال أما إذا عمل الإنسان بعلمه فإن الله تعالى يزيده هدى. As if one acts upon his knowledge, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases him in guidance. قال الله تعالى والذين اهتدوا زادهم هدى وآتاهم تقواهم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said what means, and as for those who are guided, He increases them in guidance, and He will give them this piety. He will give them piety. وَإِذَا عَمِلَ بِعِلْمِهِ وَرَثَّهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عِلْمَ مَا لَمْ يَعْمَلْ. هذه قاعدة نسمعها كثيرا من العلماء يا إخوة. إذا عمل الإنسان بعلمه, من عمل بعلمه أورثه الله علم ما لم يعلم. If one, as the يعني the scholars mention this a lot, if one acts upon his knowledge, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him the knowledge of that which he does not know, or the knowledge that he does not already possess. وهذا من البركة يا إخوة. This is from the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. متى الإقامة يا إخوة؟ When is the إقامة? 46? 56. 56. ما شاء الله.
46.
طيب. طيب. قال ولهذا روي عن الإمام عن ولهذا روي عن علي رضي الله عنه قال هتف العلم بالعمل فإن أجابه وإلا ارتحل. This is why Ali رضي الله عنه, it is narrated that Ali رضي الله عنه, he said knowledge calls for action, and if it does not come, it will go away. If this acting upon the knowledge does not come, meaning one does not act upon his knowledge will go away. قال وترى هذه اللفظة العلم يهتف بالعمل يعني يدعوه فإن أجاب وإلا ارتحل. من الذي يرتحل؟ العلم. هذا ذكرناه يا أخوة. So what leaves if one does not act upon knowledge? The knowledge itself. طيب. قال وهذا واضح لأنك إذا عملت بالعلم تذكرته كما عملت كلما عملت. And this is clear, because if you act upon your knowledge, you will remember it. Besides the blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in increasing you in knowledge and making your knowledge stronger when you act upon it, also when you act upon your knowledge, you remember it. قال أضرب لكم مثالا برجل عرف صفة الصلاة من السنة وصار يعمل بها كلما صلى. He said, as an example, one learns the way of prayer of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How did he perform his prayer? And he acts upon it. He prays based on that. قال فصار يعمل بها كلما صلى هل ينسى ما علم. Does this individual forget how to pray? يعني a man learns how did the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam pray according to the sunnah. He reads it, understands it, and then he starts praying according to this. Will he forget how to pray? He's doing it. He's acting upon it day in and day out, ya ikhwa. So he will not forget it. قال لا ينسى. He said he will not forget it. لأنه تكرر عليه. Because this is something that comes back and forth. يعني it's repeated to him. لكن قال لو ترك العلم به ينسى. He said if he leaves acting upon it, he will forget it. وهذا دليل محسوس على أن العمل بالعلم يوجب ثواب ثبات العلم ولا ينساه. He said, this is a very clear proof, meaning a proof and a sign that we see, that is seen and visible, and it's clear to us. If one acts upon his knowledge, he will not forget it. And if he does not, he will forget it. قال الشيخ المؤلف رحمه الله دوام المراقبة التحلي بدوام المراقبة لله تعالى في السر والعلن. The author رحمه الله said, always being conscious. He said, one must be always conscious and aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his secret and in an apparent, meaning in his outer self. سائراً إلى ربك بين الخوف والرجاء. Going and seeking the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon two things, upon the fear and upon hope. Upon the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and upon hoping for Allah's reward and Allah's mercy. قال فإنهما للمسلم كالجناحين للطائر. He said those two things, meaning fear and hope, are like the two wings of a bird. فأقبل على الله تعالى بكليتك وليمتلئ قلبك بمحبته. So come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala completely and submit to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, and let your heart be filled with loving Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. ولسانك بذكره, and your tongue in mentioning Him, meaning mentioning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fill your tongue in mentioning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. والاستبشار والفرح والسرور بأحكامه وحكمه, and to be happy and to be pleased with Allah's rules and with Allah's decree upon you subhanahu wa ta'ala. وهنا يا إخوة نذكر قول بعض العلماء قالوا الذي يعبد الله تعالى بالحب أي بالحب وحده دون الخوف والرجاء فهو زنديق, ومن يعبد الله تعالى بالرجاء دون الخوف فهو ماذا؟ فهو مرجئ. ومن يعبد الله تعالى بالخوف دون الرجاء فهو ماذا؟ فهو خارجي. يذكر العلماء هذه الفائدة. كثيرا ما يذكرها العلماء. The scholars mention this point, which is important. من يعبد الله تعالى بالحب فقط دون الخوف والرجاء فهو زنديق. لماذا؟ لأن الله سبحانه وتعالى رغب الناس بالجنة وخوفهم من النار, فلا بد للإنسان أن يرغب بالجنة التي وعدها الله سبحانه وتعالى للمتقين, وأن يخاف من النار التي حذر الله سبحانه وتعالى منها, بل جعل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم مبشرا ونذيرا. This is يعني if one worships Allah سبحانه وتعالى by love alone, meaning with not for out of fear, leaving alone the fear and the hope, then he is a zindiq. He is a disbeliever. Yani almost a disbeliever. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned us against the hellfire, meaning so that we fear it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us about the paradise and about the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that we hope for it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala indeed mentioned that the messengers are sent as mubashirina wa mundirin, as givers of bad tidings and warners of the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وهذا يا إخوة أي أننا يعني الصوفية يقولون نحن نعبد الله تعالى حبا لله, لا رغبة في جنة, لا طمعا في جنة ولا خوفا من نار. The Sufis, they say we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We do not hope for His paradise, for His reward, and we do not fear His hellfire. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. And as for the one who worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala based on fear and fear alone, مَنْ عَبَدَ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى بِالْخَوْفِ دُونَ الرَّجَاءِ فَهُوَ خَارِجِي. وهذه طريقة الخوارج, يعبدون الله تعالى بالخوف ويغلبون جانب الخوف ويتركون غالب الرجاء, يتركون جانب الرجاء. As for the one who worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala based on fear and fear alone, This is the way of the Khawarij. They worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala based on fear alone. They are always fearful and they do not have this raja, this hope for Allah's reward. وَمَنْ عَبَدَ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى بِالرَّجَاءِ وَغَلَّبَ جَانِبَ الرَّجَاءِ وَتَرَكَ جَانِبَ الْخَوْفِ فَهُوَ مُرْجِئِ. As for the one who worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala out of hope and does not, meaning does not have the side of fear, then he is a murji. He is one of those who basically do not, those who do not say that one, those who say basically that if one has this belief, it acting, doing sins does not harm him. And we've talked about this topic in the explanation of Lumat al-Atiqad, ya ikhwa. فهذه نقطة كثيرا ما يذكرها أهل العلم وهي فائدة مهمة. This is a very important benefit that the people of knowledge mention. فمن يعيدها يا إخوة. Who can repeat this point? This is an important point. تفضل.
Oh, you know, just don't pray out. Don't pray to Allah just for love.
نعم.
Oh, you know, because pray for him just for love, you know. Like I say, that's what the Sufi say.
نعم.
Also have fear of Allah because, you know, you need the fear, because without the fear, you know, how are you gonna, you know, be, you know, you have to hope and, you know, for his, you know, his reward. You can't say, you know, be happy with his reward. He's Allah, Allah, here you go, give me everything, you know.
No.
People between hope and fear.
No. أهل السنة يعبدون الله تعالى بالحب والخوف والرجاء. The people of Sunnah, they worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala based on love, loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, based on fear, fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and based on raja, based on hope for Allah's reward. نسأل الله تعالى أن يوفقنا إلى ما يحب ويرضى وأن يعلمنا ما ينفعنا وأن ينفعنا بما علمنا إنه ولي ذلك والقادر عليه صلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين.